the death of a silvery blue spruce. They rolled into the cul-de-sac on a cold and lifeless Monday morning, equipped with trucks and chains, saws and chippers and ropes, called upon to put to an end what seemed to be an eternal bond. In her glory days she stood, taller than a timeless story, beckoning Christmas-time carolers on the longest of nights, lifting the spirits of the dead, lighting the neighborhood in primary colors, bursting from within teardrop-shaped bulbs. I loved her now like I loved her then, her indiscriminate arms folding and weeping, forever welcoming weary souls needing a winter place to call home.